Okay.
Oh, is this pissing?
So we're holding here, Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah. Mishnah is chayev b'shtei mises bezdin. Someone is chayev in two mises of bezdin. Neither mechamuya. He gets punished with the more chamuya they go on. We'll see what was the chiddush, but upon him, if someone is judged for two, so he gets punished the more chamuya they go on. Aber aveir shen is chayev b'shtei mises. If he was over one aveir. That it's chayiv shtei mises, like what? Like he's mezana with a shviger, and the shviger's married to an eshes ish. You have two isurim, you have chamayis and an eshes ish.
So his mezana man kills him, is that considered two, right? It's not the same.
Yeah.
If what?
So his mezana and then he kills him.
Oh, then he, yeah, that's it.
Two.
That's it, yeah. So I'm a veish chayiv shtei mises, nidim chamur. Rabbi Yisrael, nidim bezikar yishayin shabah olav. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. The first Zika that came onto him, the first Issa that came onto him. So the Gemara, to the first case. If you chayiv two misses, you get bechamur. So the Gemara, pshita. El is gui, iski, ish again. Let's say he's chayiv skila and treifa, or whatever it is. So he's going to say, okay, since he did two, let him get the lighter one. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah bechlal? Amar Rav, hachamai eskinon, gincha ava aveir kala, v'nigma dina aveir kala, v'chazav ava aveir chamur. He did aveir kala. And they paskin already, bezdin paskin. What type of misa he gets. And then he went ahead and did aveir chamura in between.
You can't paskin on him because on the second misa. It's a gavka tail.
Okay, one second. So because of aveir chamura, sakadai techamina. Kiva the nigma dina laveira, since it's nigma dina laveira. Laveira kala, hai gavka tail. This person's a gavik tailor, and since he's a gavik tailor, we don't even dan the misa chamura kamash malon. That we dan the misa chamura, and he gets the misa chamura. So Mazel is asking a very good kasha. Mazel is asking the lechayra. Once he's already a gavik tailor, once we were paskin him, and he's nigma dinoi, so he really does have a din like a gavik tailor, like the Mara really says. So how could you go ahead and so what happens? He did another act. Let's say he first killed someone, so he was chayiv sayiv, and then he did Shabbos, he was chayiv skila. So we say, once we paskin the him sayiv, we would think that you don't go ahead and paskin him skila. No, kamash malon, they would do paskin skila. So Rav Mazel is asking, that chayiv does, how could the edim come and be made on it? It's yat yachal azimam. It's edim yat yachal azimam, because this guy's a gavik teila, so b'zay, it's not good edis. Very stark a kasha. Here the shada. The shada master kasha. Very stark a shada. So there's a couple of truths into that, but the shadow is how much of a gavik tailor it is. Yeah, I'll be pashed. It's a problem. This is a big problem. It's a very big problem. So there's a bit of yain on this. Okay. Yeah. So the ma'avaita. Boy minay. Who put on the side? Reb Yosef Bacham Miriam Banos. How do you know this? Now, obviously, again, it doesn't mean it's going on the last case. It doesn't mean that you were chayiv, on one without gavrik teilah. We're talking about, obviously, that he was already a paskent with a misa kala, and then he gets a misa chamur. So the Gemara is bothered, you know, maybe you shouldn't be punished with the misa chamur because, like we said in the half minute, that he's a gavrik teilah. So the Gemara, how do you know the Chassid? It says in Pasuk.
He's not asking on this last case. He's not asking where one mice is mechayiv two and the bezek of Pasuk on both.
No. He's asking on this last case that we just spoke about. So Zok the Gemara, right? Look at Rashi. The Afagav the Nigma Dina Kala. He's ready to pass it for a Kala. How do you know that it's over? The Chassid, it says in Pasuk, V'hoylid ben parit shayfech dam. And then the Pasuk goes, Elohim Achav Eshesheyu Time Vel Gilulim Nasa Einav. So over here we're coming to say that this pasuk in Cheskel, it's coming to say about Klai Yisrael doing bad. He was saying that the Shaila was over there that they were worried they were going to get punished for their father's chatayim. They said, no, you're not going to get punished for your father's chatayim. It's only if you're going to do chatayim, and we're going to explain which chatayim we're talking about. So the Gemara explains, Vahilid Beim Paritz Shayfach Dam. The pasuk says shayfach dam, right? That's the end of the pasuk. That's besayif. That means we're talking about someone that's going to get saif. As eshes or eyu teammate, zu eshes ish. What's that? Eshes ish, which is bechenek. Vela gilulim nasa einav. That's a vaydazar. So it's kav miskila. B'chsev. And what it says after all these three things, what are you going to get? Mois yumas damav bay. And that is yeh miskila. So you see that you'll get skila for doing these three averis. We see that you get skila. So even though maybe originally you chayev saif, or originally you chayev chenek, still you're going to get skila because skila is the most chamas. That's his raya that you get the most chamas. Maskila nachem vayitzchak eme kulu beskila. Maybe it's all skila. How are you going to touch it all skila?
V'hoyle ben parets. How do we know that, that was, what's that talking about? Our kasha is, our shiloh was about nigma dinoi, that specific
right, so we're saying, obviously, what else is the chiddush over there?
It must have been nigma dinoi.
It must have been nigma dinoi, and that's what there's a chiddush of. That's the pasuk coming to tell you that you get skila. The same as we had to have in the bells. Maybe it's all skila. How are you going to touch? What is that? The beskila. It's the ben sayamayr. Get skila. Eishes reyu time zunayim yasa the beskila. You're right. It's eishes reyu, but it's eishes reyu, which is nayim yasa. But glulim nasa einav zuravay this kicham the beskila. So they're all skila. Same came.
How is that ben sayamayr? Shevich dam sayam ben sayamayr.
Because he's going to end up being shevich dam, and that's what we always thought about sayamayr. That's what Rashi says. Because the Shevich Dam Hashem Shasayfei Lishmach. The means Shem Precious Drachim is going to end up killing people because he's going to want to eat. So that's what we kill this Ben Tzaremai. So if so, if you write the whole B'skilim, okay, Ma'ika Mashmal and Yecheskel, so what's Yecheskel telling you? If you're going to tell me the whole skilis, there has to be some Chiddush in this Pasuk. Maybe he's just coming to repeat. The Torah is coming to teach Klal Yisrael just to repeat the Yisurim that we have. Zakhtimayim Cain. If he's coming to repeat, he should repeat it like Moshe Rabbeinu repeated in Dvar, and that's much clearer. What's he coming to say? Simonim, what it really isn't. I mean, you will never understand it. It's like this. He should say out Ben Sarimayr and say it clear. The fact that he didn't, Akach is a raya that we're talking about. One is Sayif, we're talking about real. One's Ritzach, one is Eishesish, and one is Skila, and he's coming to teach you this din. That even if it was Nigma Dino, you get the Chamadigger one because the Chamadigger one, I mean, that's the halacha that we give the Chamadigger one. Zot Imar, Dosh of Achabar Chanina. Maidich Siv, what's the Pshat in the Pasuk that says, Elohim Loi Achal? The Pasuk says, Elohim Loi Achal. Zot Imar, Loi Achal Bischus Avaisav. He didn't eat. With the schus of Aysav, which means that if you did Aveira, you're not going to eat from your schus of Aysav, even though your fathers were good, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov were good, but if you do Aveira, you're going to get punished for it. Of loy nasa. The Pasuk says, Ve'ein of loy nasa el gelulei beis Yisrael. What does that mean? Shlei halach b'kayma skufa. You didn't walk with your face upward. If you walk with your face upward, Mr. Bargayev, you're not going to walk in the street with your face upward. If you do, you're Balgaiva. It's Eishes Re'eyu Leitime, Shelo Yared Le'umnes Chaveire. You didn't go into your friend's business. Well, Isha Nida Le'kirev, Shelo Ne'ana Mikupa Shel Tzedaka. You didn't have a Na, it's a Gnai for Adam to be Nana from Kupa Shel Tzedaka, and you didn't do that. It's called Nida. Yeah. V'chsiv, Tzadiku, and the Pasuk says, Tzadiku, if you do all this, if you save yourself, protect yourself from all this, you're going to live. You're going to be a tzaddik, you're going to live. So again, we said like four things. We said one is that you didn't rely on your father's chosim. Another one is that you didn't walk like a balgaiva. Another one is that you didn't go into your friend's business. Yeah. Another one is that you weren't nana from a kupish al tzedakah. Now it doesn't have to mean kupish al tzedakah, and I've had the... We see many times, it's supposed to be Nana from Kupash al Tzedakah Faked. If someone doesn't have money, and he's not, and he doesn't take from Kupash al Tzedakah, the Gemara says bad things about him. Right?
That's what's there for.
What?
That's what's there for.
Right, that's what's there for. So the answer to, I mean, all the Achrenim are busy with this. The answer is that you took it even though you didn't need it.
Hmm. Or
you're just not looking for a job. Uh-huh. You're not looking for a job, and really you could have worked. Yeah. What?
No, a lot of times the mishalachim that come around, they make like sure to tell you, I tried to get a job, I had a job.
And a lot of them, I was a cipher. Most of them were cipher. And they just, for some reason, something went wrong.
Huh?
I had guys that come to me and said they would do wealthy at one point. They lost all the money and made so. No way of. It's not often that you have people like that. I'm saying, once in a while, you know, a guy had a business and went there.
Yeah. Sikshay Gamliel Magila Mikrazet. When Gamliel came to this pasuk, he would cry, "Vama manda aved lekulu dechaya, dechadim inay aloy." Only if you do all these things, it's very hard to do all these things. That's when you live. If you only do one, you're not going to live. Amalei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Al ma'ata." If you're going to think like that, and when it says al tatamu b'chaleila, when it says al tatamu b'chaleila, hachanami, end of the pasuk over there after all the tumas, so it says hachanami bekulu in bechadim inay aloy. Only if you're tamu with everything, that's when you become tamu. If not, not. One of them, you become tamu. So too over here. If you do one of these mitzvahs, one of these good deeds, achveis, kaim eskuf and all that, then you'll already have chiyus. Now, it's pashut. I mean, shleyad laomnes chaver. It doesn't mean. I mean, if you don't have the nesai, it doesn't mean you're going to live. I mean, you have no taiva to go into Omnes Chaver, so there's no mile of being not going to Omnes Chaver. Right?
No, it's probably if somebody has it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Someone, it's the gate. Yeah.
Same thing also, if a guy doesn't want tzedakah.
Right. Yeah. Zog demar v'ayte. The Mishnah said, Ava Aveira. So we had a machlekes. If he did Aveira, that's chayiv two mises. We had a machlekes if he gets the chamadiga one or the kaldiga one. Zog demar tanya. Keitzad amar Abiyasi. He said he gets the first one. What does it mean he gets the first one? In the case of maybe he needed mizikah shayna, haba olav chamayse. He was mezana with his mother-in-law, v'nashes eishes ish, and then she became eishes ish. That means she lost her husband while you married her almana. You didn't marry. You married her daughter when she was almana. Your mother-in-law was almana, and then she got remarried. So first the issa was on you chamayse. And then she got the issa of Eishes Ish.
And the opposite way.
Oh, we'll get there. One second. So now, Habal of Chamaisa v'nasha Eishes Ish. Nida mechamaisa. Okay. So you got Chamaisa.
If she's still married to her, to you, what?
You married. Wife. You married Malka. Malka's mother didn't have a husband. And then, and 5 years later, she got remarried. Right.
Before
you mizana.
What about if she was married to her father?
See, first was Eishes Ish. Then Chamaisa.
Yeah, Chamaisa and Eishes Ish.
Well, what was first? First was Eishes Ish. She was asked to you before she was Chamaisa.
Okay.
No, so we're trying to look for a case that the Issa Chamaisa came to you before the Issa Eishes Ish. Oh, because we want to have one Aveira that had two Issurim and different type of Mises. Which one are you going
to
get?
And a regular case of Chamaisa, you don't have two different Mises?
No, you mean first, because over there, it's Eishes Ish. Yeah, we're going to get to that.
But that's partially the case, no?
Yeah, so that's
why,
what it is. No, because we want to have one more Chama, one more Kao.
You want Sikha Rishayna to be the Chama one.
Well, which Issa do you get for Eishes Ish? What do you get killed? Chenek, right? And Chamaisa? Sveifa. So we're trying to look for something which has in it two different Isur. So we want. So over here we have a case that Chamaisa came first, Sveifa came first, and then came this Eishes Ish was Chenek. Now Faket, Eishes Ish v'nas Chamaisa, that's normal. That's when Yeshviga is married. So first there was Issa Eishes Ish, there was Issa Chenek. Then came the Issa Sveifa. Nidim be'Eishes Ish. So that's what Eishes is talking about, that it could come out that you get the Kala. Omer about the Be'ava L'Ravam. Chamaisa v'nasas eishes ish nidim v'chamaisa lidinam mishem is eishes ish. Why you only chayiv at chamaisa? You should also get out eishes ish. Why? Damer b'vav ma'id Rabbi Yosi v'isa ma'isif. What does that mean? That means you write. This is a big klal. See this many times. You write that for you the isa eishes ish is not shouldn't be chal because you already asa on her because isa chamaisa. But since isa eishes ish. Isn't it gay to every? It's ma'isif on her. Is it to everyone? Chamaisa was only asa to you. Now, if there'll be another issa that's only asa to you, we agree. But over here, this issa of Eishes Ish makes her asa on everyone in the world. So mele, that's her. It's chal on her. So once it's chal on her, you should. It's chal klape you also. This issa of Eishes Ish.
Yeah, well, if we're talking about, you can't get killed twice.
Oh, that's going to be well. No, it's that. So we're saying that why you tell me there's only issa of Chamaisa, there's also issa of Eishes Ish. This is a klal and shas that you're right. You can't if there's issa maisif, if it's maisif on other people, then the issa is chal. So we're saying, why you tell me you only have Sa'at Chamaisai? It's also Sa'at Eshesish.
We know that it's
also Sa'at
Eshesish.
We thought, now, we thought.
Where does it come with the punishment?
No, you're right. But we just thought that above Chamaisai and Eshesish, there's only Chamaisai, there's no Eshesish. In fact, there is Eshesish because there's Issa Maisif. After Gemara, I'm a little bit of Biri, my son, betray Katalika, Talis, is a mezzo saying. Okay, but who cares? Chamaisai, you're not going to kill him with two things. And once Chamaisai came first, you get the Muhammad. And if Eshesish came first, like if your shviga is married before you get married, so then
so
you'll get
onto. He holds you don't get the carbon for two kabanas if you did the b'shali.
No, yeah, it's not.
So it doesn't make a difference, really. Right. In essence, it doesn't make a difference just because she's an Asian, she's also to everybody. What does it make?
It would make a difference.
He's still getting based on which she was first.
That's the answer.
Right.
He basically, you get the first one. So he said, what do you mean, Asia, sister's chal? He said, I don't care if it's chal, but I'm still getting the first one.
Right.
So he